You are living in a time when you are looking at your identity, possibly in a different way than you have before. And there are some things about that that are frightening, and there are some things about that that are very exciting. We've spoken of this before, that the wheel of your life has many sections, and you do not bring all of the sections to life at the same time. You move through your life and you awaken different parts of yourself as you go. And that will be true from the beginning of your life until the end of it, if you love light and if you love growth and understand that as why you are here on the earth. So when you are changing or experimenting or awakening, sometimes there gets to be a fear about your central identity, who you really are. Now, when you run into this, you run into a chance to heal. And this is how that chance works. So if you are expressive, and that is perhaps not the way you were allowed to be when you were growing up, you may have a little shaking of your identity. Who am I? That is shaking a little bit. But the reason it is shaking, it is trying to shake off anything that you might be believing about yourself that never really was about you to begin with. And so even though that shaking may make you feel that you are not sure about who you are, or even about what you are doing, it is not a bad thing, because it is going to separate you from beliefs that you may not even think about, that may not even come to your consciousness, but which are with you in any case. And why you want to shake those is that you do not want them to get in the way of you going to another part of your life and bringing it to life and bringing it up and living it and experiencing it and enjoying it. Now, what would something like that be? It could be a million things depending on your background, but what you want to look at is, have you been trapped at all by your family's idea of what is acceptable? And there is the part where you may be experiencing this shaking and thinking, oh, what am I shaking off? Well, again, what is acceptable? Well, is it acceptable for you to be fully expressed? There are very few people who are going to say, oh yes, that's how it was in my family. My full and authentic expression was welcomed. An odd thing, and something, quite frankly, we do not hear much at all. So just the fact that you are opening up something and doing something different may make you feel that you are doing something unacceptable, because it was unacceptable in the belief system in which you were born. Now, we want to just mention two small points, because this is a rather large discussion. But what does it mean for you to be strong? For you to be expressive and you to be strong? Very often, the message that you will have gotten from home is that you being strong means that someone else is going to be weakened. Someone else is going to be hurt. Someone else is going to be offended. A terrible triangle, we know. But we want you to become aware of this, because in order to do your life, you need to be strong. And strong is something that the universe supports because your strength was created by the universe. This worry about how someone else feels about you being strong, that is not for you to be concerned about. If someone is threatened by your being strong, they should learn to be strong. There is plenty of room for everyone to be on their wheel, to be experiencing it, to be living it. And so please do not worry about everyone else, although we understand how that is in the family. We will mention this other piece of it. Sometimes to be or to try to be expressive in a family means that you will be punished for it, because there are others in the family who have not addressed their own real wheel and what is on it. They are not doing what they could be doing, learning what they could be learning, healing what they could be healing. So your expression, because it is purer, is something that they feel the need to put down. So we only mention that because we understand that all of you in one way or another are going to be engaged in one or more of the things that we are talking about. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply and easily. Breathe in the blue of peace. Exhale fear. Open the crown and fill with the golden light of the universe. Let that light stretch the crown so that it can receive all that the universe wants you to have. Feel the golden light touch your third eye and cleanse it of any old blockage so that you know, and that knowing becomes stronger and truer and wiser. Feel the golden light fill your throat center and invite in only communication that respects your truth and your identity. Feel the golden light flow into your heart. And nourish the garden that you are growing there, lighting it, imbuing it, making it strong and beautiful. And feel the flow of light into your solar plexus. Let the solar plexus begin to release any emotional energy that you do not wish to carry, and let the golden light fill in the place where those emotions might have been. Feel the golden light flow into your second center, removing judgment and shame, so that there is only room for purification, the waterfall that washes away anything in your life that you do not wish to hold in your body. Feel the golden light flow into your root and begin to build the pattern of energy that you need for the part of your life that you are creating now. Bring your attention into your heart center and look at the beautiful garden that's growing and feel the rain falling on your garden to wash away any pain or distress or even any old pain or distress so that your garden is yours and is growing the things that are fine for you and good for you. And drink from the water in your garden to refresh your spirit and yourself. And keep you full and fine and light. And look around your heart center and see that there is a path that lights. Follow that path and step onto it and let the path take you without effort upward. Know that the air is full of blessings that were designed for you, so that every breath you take takes in what is for your highest good, what supports you, what cares for you, what loves you. And find that you come to a place of flowers. And allow yourself to know the flowers that are blooming in this place and the ones that are nurturing for you. Take a moment to know about the flowers. And gather up the flowers and make a bundle to take with you, knowing that you are carrying their energy with you. And move upward on the path. Let the path take you upward. Until you come to the place of nurturing. And see that there is a table in this place. And on the table are the symbols of the things that nurture you and that you use to nurture. And let one of the symbols of what nurtures you come to you and know it. Thank you. and you may leave your flowers here on this place where nurturing exists if you wish to do so. Go back to the path and let the path take you upward to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, turn and begin to come down again, breathing in the blessings that are for you. Filling with the light and the love that is here. Come back to your heart center again. And breathe into your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.